Okay, well now in the fifth quarter show, going to head over to Norbern and talk with Norbern girls basketball coach Ken Brown. And coach, you have a big conference game last night. You're at home. You beat Tiny Avalon and move your record to 12-0. Pretty nice win for you.
It was a nice win. You know, it's always nice to get a conference win. And yeah, thankfully that game was scheduled for Thursday night. We probably would have had to move it up if it was for tonight. But yeah, played last night, hosted Tina, came away with a big win, and stay undefeated in the conference. So good win for the Lady Pirates.
Talk about who was your leading scorer, and then who else played well for you?
Oh, last night we had several get in the scoring column, led by in double figures had Olivia Dooley with 24 points, and then Kennedy Crow, 12 points. Also had Kayla Dooley with 8 points. Reagan Crow had 6 points. Melanie Chaney had a couple baskets with 4 points. Kate Brown with a 3-pointer. And then Laney Duncan also got into the stat sheet and had a free throw with 1 point.
Okay, you say Olivia Dooley with 24. Was that her high water mark of the year?
That, yes, it would have been her high for the year, yes.
Well, and she's good. I know she and her twin sister are both good players. You got 2 Dooleys, 2 Crows. You got a lot going for you over there. And then I guess earlier in the week, Ken, you played Hardin Central, kind of a rivalry game over at Hardin, and you come away with a close win there.
We did, yeah. Ended up winning by 11 points, and had a little bit bigger lead in the second half. But you know, Hardin, you know, like they typically do, they're going to fight and claw and hung around and did a nice job. You know, we got a lot of respect for that program at Hardin and Coach Lehman. But the girls, they prevailed. They stayed strong, and we held on to get an 11-point win.
And you've got to feel pretty good about the way your Norbern girls are playing right now.
Well, we're just, you know, I'm lucky. Like you said earlier, I just got some really good players, and they love to play basketball, and they love to play defense, and just fortunate. Yeah, I got a pretty good roster.
Okay, you got 3 big games coming up this week. You play Brunswick, I think, on Tuesday night, then Keytesville on Thursday night, both conference games. Then you've got your court warming on Friday night against Kingsville.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be a busy week. We'll get back in and practice a couple times, but mainly games next week, so hoping to stay strong in the conference, get a couple more conference wins, and then hopefully have some fun on Friday night. And girls play well, and they can enjoy court warming.
I know you're one of the heavyweights in your conference, one of the teams to beat in the CLAA. Who are some of the other top teams in that conference on the girls' side?
I would say right now, you know, second would probably be Hardin if it ended today, standing-wise. And then, you know, after that, it's kind of been pretty even. You know, Tina, Hale, Southwest, they've all just kind of, Brunswick, they've all kind of just beat up on each other. So if it ended today, I would say it would be Norbern 1, Hardin 2, and then to divide them up after that, it'd be pretty even.
Well, and looking down the road, you've got the championship game in that Salisbury tournament. That game got snowed out last week. I think you said you're going to make that up on February the 8th. That'll be you against a good Salisbury team. That ought to be a whale of a girls' game.
Yeah, it should be. Of course, you know, we want it one game at a time, and we want to take care of conference business. But yeah, we're going to make that up on February 8th at Salisbury against the Salisbury girls, who I think only have one loss on the year. And I've watched them play. They're a tough team. It'll be a good challenge for our girls. But, you know, definitely a challenge we're looking forward to.
Ken, thanks for the call. We'll chat again next Friday night.
All right. Thank you for covering the kids.